The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of Amazing Stories from Skid Row, brought to you by Union Rescue Mission, where we don't just change moments in time, but we transform lives. Our host is Union Rescue Mission President and CEO, the Reverend Andy Bales. Andy's special guest is Fina Sanchez. Fina is our case manager at our Hope Gardens Family Center. Yay!
All right. Well, welcome, Fina.
Hello. Thank you guys for having me.
Yes. I'd love to hear your story about how you came to the gates of Hope Gardens Family Center.
Yes. I actually do have, let me tell you, I was actually bringing someone here for an intake. And when I saw the facility, it was absolutely breathtaking. And I actually knew a case manager that was here. I knew her. I went and said hi to her. And I was explaining to her as a coincidence, it was God.
Yes.
Because at the moment, I was actually so miserable in what I was doing for work.
Mm.
I know that I love helping others, and I love, giving back.
Mm.
And, I was working with kind of like the state, and it didn't feel like it was really for the guest or the client or, for the person.
Yeah.
To help them.
Mm.
And so when I came to bring this person for an intake, I had ran into one of the case managers here that I've known, and I was expressing to her almost in tears, really, because I was that miserable. And every day I was praying to get me through the day.
Mm.
Like, get me through the day, like, help me get through the day. And so I have no doubt that, God brought me here.
Mm.
And when I came here, the facility was so breathtaking. And I could just feel this aura of positivity,
mm-hmm.
energy, loving. Like, no one, I wasn't even part of the team, but everybody was so friendly and so loving.
Aww.
Yes. And I was like, wow. So anyways, this case manager here told me, that there was a position open and that I should apply.
Wow.
When was that?
This was last year in, October.
Okay.
And how long did it take for you to get hired and get on board?
You know what? Not very long at all.
Okay. All right now.
Yes. Yes. I did the application, and I heard from Chaplain Anna, and, then I took care of the whole process with, I believe, Ophelia.
Mm.
And, it's just so, I'm so honored, And
wow.
I think probably for the first few months, I was thanking Chaplain Anna for hiring me because... is amazing. the team is amazing.
Mm.
And you can really, one thing I love about it is like you really, it's not about, when you work with the state, it's about numbers sometimes.
Mm. Okay.
And it's not about that. It's about the person.
Right. The individual.
It's about the person and what they need.
Yes.
And that's what I love. And that's what, I was asking, like, to myself, I was like, yeah, this is it.
What do you think it was that caused the yearning in your heart to make a difference? What was it that, forced you not to be satisfied with just going through the motions, but really longing to make a difference. What do you recall anything in your background that influenced you?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I've also experienced my own homelessness, my own background of drugs and alcohol, and my own background of criminal court, and my own background of DCFS, and I remember, and that's one of the things. There was help when I needed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to also be the help.
Can you tell us more of that personal story if you're comfortable?
Yes. I had been using drugs and alcohol for a very long time.
When did you start?
I want to say 14.
Wow.
I was very young. And, you know, all of a sudden at 24, I found myself, you know, couldn't wake up without it, nodding off, like, you know, and eventually I think what did it for me, you know, was my children were taken.
Mm-hmm.
And I just could not, absolutely could not bear, you know, not getting them back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, not doing the work, not. And
that woke you up and made you go to work? Or?
It woke me up, and I went into treatment. And, you know, it wasn't one time, you know. And this is where I believe, like, everyone's journey is their journey, and mm-hmm. it takes what it takes, you know. Nobody knows why or, you know, when. But I do remember praying and saying, like, you know, praying, like, please let me stay here. Let me get past this anger that I was feeling and, mm-hmm. And be able to accept the help. And he heard my prayers.
Amen.
He heard my prayers, and I was able to stay this last time, and I was able to, you know, I mean, I was calling on him. It was really difficult because I had so much shame and guilt of kind of relapse and coming back.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you overcame all that. You know, some moms, and maybe everybody doesn't realize this, but some moms have their kids taken. And then they spiral down,
yeah.
And they end up as a single lady without her kids.
Right.
And many of our moms at Union Rescue Mission, or many of our single ladies at Union Rescue Mission, mm-hmm. are moms,
yeah.
who just don't have their kids anymore.
Right.
So you can imagine the heart-wrenching day that Mother's Day must have been,
mm-hmm.
for those moms who lost their kids. But you know, in your case, you got working and got going and saved the day, and now you're making a difference in others, which is just remarkable.
Mm.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I love that God has put it in my heart to even understand those moms, because, you know, addiction, you can get lost out there, and you know, it happens, and so I'm able to have the compassion and understand. Even though I was able to accept and work hard, I understand it's difficult out there.
Right.
Yeah. So I know that last quarter, we reunited about 17 moms with their kids.
We did.
And kids with
yes.
their moms. I'm
mm-hmm.
I'm going to brag about that at a speaking opportunity
yes.
that I have coming up. But
yes.
were you able to be part of any of those?
Absolutely,
all
I
right.
was.
Well, don't
yes.
don't name any names, but I'd love to hear the stories.
I won't name any, but yeah, I do. I do actually have a guest who had a really complicated, just messy DCFS case. The worker, their communication,
yeah.
working with each other. It was so awful. And then I would get the report, and then it seemed like the rehab also had some miscommunication. And, you know, she was actually just reunited with her daughter in April 13th.
Mm. Wow.
Thought it was not going to ever happen. And she also had feelings of, like, you know, her family like telling her, why are you going to bring her to a shelter? Why are you going to, even though that's, you know, and I reminded her, that's not what this.
Yeah, no. We are not a shelter.
We are not a shelter.
Not what that is. Yeah, like that's not, this is not it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
How beautiful, like, no, they don't know what's here.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you. We have to take a break, but we'll be right back to share more stories from FINA.
For additional information about Union Rescue Mission's programs and services and how you can help, visit us online at urm.org. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at URM. You're listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row with host the Reverend Andy Bales. We'll be right back with more right after these important messages. You're listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. Homelessness is devastating communities nationwide, but nowhere more than right here in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is now the homeless capital of America, but Union Rescue Mission is trying to change that. Did you know that many homeless families did not choose life on the streets? Many are victims of circumstances that spiraled out of control. But Union Rescue Mission's CEO, Pastor Andy Bales, says, whatever the reason is, really doesn't matter. Each one is in great need of God's love.
We are carrying out the words of Jesus Christ, and we're shining a bright light in a very dark place. I know our precious guests see our love as we receive so much back from them.
Become a hero for hope when you automatically give each month or a one-time gift of $250. You will also receive a special gift, Union Rescue Mission's book, Stories from Skid Row. The Union Rescue Mission, together with you, bringing hope, healing, and transformation to the streets of Los Angeles. Go to urm.org/KKLA.
Now, let's get back to more Amazing Stories from Skid Row with host, the Reverend Andy Bales.
So even though lots of things were going wrong with that reunification through Hope Gardens and through FINA and others, Mom's back with her child as of April 13th.
Yay!
Any other stories compared to that?
Yes.
Oh, yes. I have another guest who has... She would cry and think because she was being triggered by all these other moms with their kids.
Yeah.
Would cry and think, and she would tell me she couldn't. She didn't think she could do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, she was being feeling triggered seeing these moms every morning with their kids, and she actually, and she went through a heavy, you know, just an awful experience, and she reunited with one child at a time. And that was in February, she reunited with her son.
Mm-hmm.
Just in March, she reunited with her daughter, her two daughters.
Wow. Awesome. That is so awesome.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. That's what we're about. Have you, FINA, have you had a chance to go and visit our Angela's house, our bridge housing facility yet?
I have, and that's a beautiful facility.
I know, isn't it? It's just absolutely amazing.
Not quite the setting or doesn't have all the wildlife that
Hope Gardens
has.
Right.
But
yeah.
It is nice.
It is quite nice,
it's
yeah.
It's different, but still, yes, it's a different nice, you know. It's very, you know, I'm familiar with, you know, homelessness and finding somewhere and even in treatment sometimes, I'd ask myself how I got here, but the facilities would not always be, you know, as beautiful or as welcoming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's one thing.
Both facilities are beautiful.
And that's one thing that Andy is so adamant about, being a welcoming, loving environment, sober environment for our families to reunite and for, you know, them to go through a program that is caring and compassionate about each individual. And as you said, it's not, you know, about numbers. It's about the individual and their needs.
What do you look forward the most when you come to work, FINA?
Oh, when I come to work, I look forward to seeing, you know, all the ladies. I walk into the dining room and they're having breakfast with their children and their coffee, and they're up and about and they're functioning, and and that's just a, it's a beautiful thing when you know the journey or what it's taken for them to get here.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Were you at our last graduation?
I was there, yes. Yes.
With all the rain and all of the stuff.
The rain, but,
but
I'd say maybe one of the most joyous, joyous graduations that I've experienced, at certainly at Hope Gardens. But pretty amazing, the stories that we heard.
Yeah.
And they're always amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So amazing. There was not a dry eye. There was not a dry eye there.
Yeah.
And the singing, and I actually worked with some of the ladies that graduated at, because I used to work in treatment. So I've also been able to see them blossom and grow.
Wow.
Yeah, I've seen them, you know, there's one guest, she's not mine, but I've seen her, and I remember she was in rehab, and I remember her not knowing if she was going to stay and like holding on to her seat. And so now to see her here, she also reunited with her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's amazing.
Yeah. That is so awesome. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. We covered last week, we covered the story of the child who was abducted and taken from mom for 8 months. Were you around when that reunification happened?
I sure was around.
What did you think?
Yeah, I worked with that guest, and she held on to her faith.
Yeah, that's what was remarkable.
About faith. And holding still and just pushing forward, you know. And she even requested to not graduate and wait for her son to come back. And
we even talked.
We were sitting and talking about. She had faith he was coming soon.
Wow.
Like, he even was like, I have faith. Like, and she was constantly talking about, you know, what's the lesson, what's in store.
Yeah.
What she needs to take a look at, why this is happening. I mean, I feel like she's complete now.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Absolutely. And that story, if you're listening, listen to all of the amazing stories from Skid Row. I think that one is on this week, is scheduled to be on this week. So
yeah, I
get a chance to hear that amazing story.
Tough stuff like that, I wouldn't wish on anyone.
Nobody.
I would never want to live through that myself.
No.
But for a young lady to survive that.
That, yeah.
And be reunited and keep going.
Yeah.
There's remarkable things in the future.
Jesus. Absolutely.
I got some tough news last night. It's going to make life tough for somebody I love very much. But I also know that the difficulties they're going to face are going to make them a remarkable
person.
Human being. Yeah. They're already remarkable.
They are.
It's going to make them even more overcome so much.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And you get to see that every day.
Every day.
Every day. And I'm so blessed. And I'm so, you know, sometimes I ask if I can come here, you know, because it's I'm like, I want to know if I can come here.
Well, we'll be right back. Let's talk about that when we come back.
Yeah. We got to take a break. Sure. All right. We'll be right back with more. Right after these important messages.
Thank you for listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. You may have heard a story that touched you deeply or even broke your heart. The truth is, most of us will never know what it's like to be on the streets, sleeping on a sidewalk, wondering where the next meal is coming from, freezing in the winter and unbearably hot in the summer, without hope. The caring staff at Union Rescue Mission does. We know that as the compassion of Christ shines through us, lives are changed and hope is restored. That's why we are dedicated to the thousands of men, women, and children experiencing homelessness in downtown LA. We'd like to invite you to help us complete the circle of acceptance, redemption, and transformation. As little as $22 a month feeds a family of four a hot, nutritious meal. And when you mention KKLA with your monthly or one-time donation of $250, you'll receive our very special gift, Union Rescue Mission's book, Stories from Skid Row. Thanks for listening. To give, go to urm.org/KKLA. That's urm.org/KKLA.
Let's get back to more amazing stories from Skid Row.
All right. So, Fina, if you ever get in trouble, you know where to go.
Yeah, exactly.
But we don't plan
That's
on
right.
that.
No, we don't. But this, you know, Union Rescue and Hope Gardens, they have, it has so many resources and opportunity for these ladies. And
yeah, I used to kid about the Sequoia Lodge.
Yeah, the ladies.
The little sunroom up there.
And our senior ladies,
say,
yeah.
When I get older, I want to sit right in this sunroom in my wheelchair and
watch
hang
the
out.
Squirrels and the butterflies.
But the only problem is I'm not a single lady. So I,
yeah, that's...
When I, well, and I am a senior, but I'm not a single lady.
Right.
But it's such a beautiful place. All of our places, Angela's House, Union Rescue Mission downtown, and, of course, Hope Gardens Family Center. Just beautiful, amazing places. So you found out about us in your job before you came to us. So you were sending guests out to us.
Bringing somebody to get enlisted, yeah.
Yeah, to Hope Garden. So that's so awesome because I always like to know, how did you even hear about us in the first place? And it's just amazing. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Fina. We're so glad you're with us.
Yes.
What do you have? Yeah, what are your aspirations in the long run? What do you hope? What do you hope to accomplish, Fina?
Well, I hope to. I really would love to open my own place, but in the meantime, I'd hope to. You know, just continue helping women that are homeless, that are struggling with, you know, substance abuse, DCFS. And, you know, I really feel like that was my purpose. I feel like even the journey I was given was so that I can reach this purpose to help others.
Yeah.
The exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I hope you'll do as much of that as possible.
Absolutely.
Right at Hope Gardens and keep growing. We need great leaders and a great bench, as they say in football and baseball. You need a great bench strength for your leadership. And thanks for showing up faithfully every day and saying those words of wisdom, like hang in there and this will be good in the long run.
Yes.
Hold tight to your faith. That you made a huge difference, and you're making a huge difference every day.
Yeah.
What would you say to the moms out there that you know so well who are addicted or on the brink of losing their kids or who've lost their kids? What personal message would you say to them?
That are listening.
Yeah, I would tell them to forgive themselves.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, forgive themselves and don't give up. You keep going.
Amen. Amen.
Well, thank you so much, Fina.
Yes, we appreciate
you. I look forward
to
seeing you again. And
yes.
We can't thank you enough for what you do every day at Hope Gardens Family Center.
Thank you.
All right, my dear. On behalf of Union Rescue Mission, I'm Kitty Davis-Walker, the VP of Public Relations. Thank you for joining us. Tune in Monday through Friday at 9:30 p.m. and Saturday at 5:30 p.m. for more amazing stories from Skid Row. Don't forget to visit us online this week at urm.org. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at URM. May God bless you and keep you.
You've been listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. If your heart is breaking as you hear a story that hits a little too close for comfort, then donate to Union Rescue Mission and help CEO Pastor Andy Bales help the men, women, and children of Union Rescue Mission find their way back home.
I'm compelled to do this as I try to practice what I preached over 30 years ago from Matthew chapter 25. I preach that the way you treat another hurting human being is the way you are treating Jesus himself.
Since 1891, the Union Rescue Mission has embraced men, women, and children experiencing homelessness with the compassion of Christ. Many are victims of circumstances by no fault of their own. It's people like these and others that Union Rescue Mission is offering hope, healing, and a way out of their tragic situation. But we can't do it without your generous donation. So please, help the Union Rescue Mission provide food, clothing, shelter, and other life-changing services for those desperately in need. And visit urm.org/KKLA to donate now.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.